This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says regarding Hatanur Shechatzitzo Benesarim Obi Yerios, earlier were oven, which was partitioned with either boards or some kind of fireproof curtains. So meaning the boards or curtains go from the bottom of the tanur to the very top. And so physically, the tanur is completely partitioned. Yet the Mishnah rules that Allah is nimtze sheretz b'mokom echad. If some source of tum, let's say dead sheretz, was found in one of the sections, hakol tame. Food anywhere in the tanur becomes tame, even if that food is found in the other section. There's the Mishnah saying that adding a partition in a tanner in this way does not halachically divide it in two. This is not considered a meaningful partition. If the tanner was made from the outset with compartments with different sections, that would be something else. But here where it was just a regular tanner and you just stuck something in there, some boards, and yes, you made a physical partition, that doesn't count to actually divide the tanner in two. Therefore, tumah source in one section will make even food in the other section tameh, just as if there was no partition here. The Mishnah discusses another case, which it says, regarding kveres pechusa upekuka bekash. We have here a basket that had a large hole in it, to the point that it lost its halachic status of kli, but the hole was plugged up with straw. And mishul sheles lavir hatanur. And the basket was lowered into the airspace of a tanur. But it wasn't lowered completely into the tanur. The top portion of the basket remained above the tanur. The Mishnah rules a sheretz besocha. If there was a tumah source, such as a dead sheretz, inside of the basket, a tanur tameh. The tanur becomes tameh from that sheretz, even though it's physically enclosed by the walls of the basket. And conversely, a sheretz betanur. If the sheretz, the tumah source, was lying in the bottom of the tanur, achlan shebesocha tamein. Any food that was inside of the basket would become tame, even though that food is physically enclosed in the basket. So says the anonymous first opinion of the Mishnah, who argues that this is simply another application of the principle we learned above, namely that we don't halachically recognize a physical partition that's created within a tanur. We view it as all one space within the tanur, and thus the fact that there's a physical separation, there's a physical partition between the tumah source and the food, makes no difference in the Mishnah's second case here. The food, therefore, becomes tameh. That is, the tanur becomes tameh from the decherets, and then because the food is inside of the tanur, it too becomes tameh. We do not say that it's as if it's in a separate and distinct tanur. Now, the Mishnah specifically made it a case where there was a large hole in the basket, which was later filled in with straw. And the point is, the basket does not have the halachic status of a kli. If it did, that would be a different story. A different halacha would apply, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. And so the point is that since we cannot block the tumah transmission on the basis that the food of the tumah source is in a kli within a kli, nor can we say that there's a partition here which should block the tumah transmission, therefore the result is that tumah transmission happens as if there was no physical partition between the tumah source and the food. So says the anonymous first opinion, however, of Rabbi Eliezer Mitaher. Eliezer said that no tumah transmission occurs. That is, if the sheretz is in the basket, then the tanur or whatever's in it does not become tameh. And if the sheretz is in the tanur, the food's in the basket, the food does not become tameh. For Rabbi Eliezer argues that even if this basket does not have the halachic status of a kli because of the large hole, but being that it was plugged up with the straw, in the end, the contents of the basket are completely enclosed relative to the airspace of the cheres, and so we consider the contents of the basket to be in a different place. Now there's a Mishnah, Mesechtes Ahalos, which deals with a very similar case. Mesechtes Ahalos discusses the law of Tumas Ohel, which says that if there is a mace or a portion of a mace, a human corpse, inside of a house, then everything in that room, food or kelim or people, all become tummy just by virtue of being under the same ohel, the same halachic roof, if they're in the same room as the mace or a portion of the mace, then those people, kelim, or food become tame. So in this sense, an oel with the mason, it operates similar to a kli cheres with a source of tum in it. In that, in both cases, if there's also food in that place, it becomes tummy, even if the tumah source doesn't directly touch the food. And the Mishnah there in Olos, Perktes, Mishnah Gimel, also talks about a case of a broken basket. And he has a large hole which stripped the basket of its kli classification, but the hole was filled up with straw, and the bottom of the basket is sticking inside of a house, and there's a piece of a mace, a kazayas, at least of a human corpse, at the bottom of the basket. So physically, that kazayas from a mace is inside of the room, yet the halacha is the kelim inside of the room do not become tameh. For we say that the kazayas of the mace is considered to be partitioned from the rest of the bayis, and so it's not considered that the kelim and the piece of the mace are in the same room, under the same roof. So no tumah transmission occurs. The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Eliezer pointed to this ruling as a proof to his opinion here. As Amar Rabbi Eliezer argued, if the halacha is that this broken basket, whose hole was plugged up with straw, is nevertheless able to halachically partition off even a tumah source of mace, which is the most severe tumah source of all, as we learned in the first Mishnah on the Masechta, Lo tatzil b'kli cheres hakal. Should that not happen in our case involving a piece of a dead sheretz and a kli cheres, a type of tumah which is much less severe than tumas meis? Surely in our case we should say that even this broken basket with a hole in it should partition off whatever's inside of the basket from the rest of the kli cheres, so that no tumah transmission should occur. So argued Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah says Amru lo. The Chachamim responded to Rabbi Eliezer, we disagree. We say that you can't compare Tumas Sheretz to Tumas Meis in regards to the issue under discussion here. It's true that even a broken basket partitions off a Tumas Meis, which, yes, is more Chomer than Tumas Sheretz. But that's not unexpected. Shekein Cholkim Olam. Because we all agree that when it comes to Tumas Oel in particular, the halacha is much more likely to recognize a partition. That is, all opinions agree that if you have a room in a house, then you partition it off. You put even, let's say, a curtain across the room, and the curtain goes all the way up to the ceiling. That definitely halachically divides the room in two, so that if there's a mace on one side, the kelim, people, or food on the other side will not become tameh. Because that's how tumas oel in particular works. It's only a situation of Tumas Oel if there's one Oel. If you divide an Oel into two with a Mechitza, then it's two Ahalos. And Tum on one side doesn't affect the other. Tatzo b'kli cheres hakal. Does it follow that a physical partition within a kli cheres, which yes, is a more lenient type of Tuma, but does it follow that the physical partition should actually divide a kli cheres in two with respect to Tumas she'ein cholkin kli cheres? Well, there's actually no precedent for such a thing. On the contrary, all opinions agree with the first halacha we learned in our Mishnah. If somebody lowers a curtain into a tan or a kli cheres oven, it does not divide it in two. The Chacham argue the same way, that a mere curtain or some boards, that yes, you physically may divide a tan or two, doesn't actually halachically divide it. So too, if a broken basket is lowered into a tanur, even if the hole was plugged up with straw, that the partition does not halachically partition the space in the tanur, hence tumah transmission does occur, and the halacha is in accordance with the Chachamim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.